SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. On Capitol Hill at this hour, the Senate is voting on a GOP plan that would end the government shutdown, now in its sixth day. 60 votes are needed. It's widely expected to fail, as it did last week. Appearing on the Salem Radio Network, House Speaker Mike Johnson pleaded with Senate Democrats to support temporary funding in order to restore government services.
We take no pleasure in this because it's not just a cat and mouse game. It's not a political contest between R's and D's. We've got millions of Americans being seriously, adversely affected right now.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats stand ready to end the shutdown if Republicans are willing to talk.
Senate Democrats return to Washington ready to negotiate. We're ready to work with Republicans to reopen the government and end the health care crisis that faces tens of millions of Americans. But it takes two sides to have a negotiation.
There's new coronavirus guidance coming from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The CDC is no longer recommending COVID-19 shots for all, leaving the decision to patients. The Centers for Disease Control announced the change, saying people should decide for themselves, in consultation with a medical professional, if they need a COVID-19 shot. That goes along with the decision last month by an advisory panel handpicked by U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Before this year, U.S. health officials recommended annual COVID-19 boosters for all Americans ages 6 months and older. The idea was to update protection against the coronavirus as it continues to evolve. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A federal judge has given the Trump administration 2 days to respond to Illinois' lawsuit challenging the president's plan to send National Guard troops to Chicago. She did not immediately block the plan. This is SRN News. A pro-life group plans to spend millions of dollars in a key 2026 Senate race.
Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, said it's adding North Carolina to the list of U.S. Senate races it's targeting next year. The group is committed to spending $4.5 million in an effort to defeat Roy Cooper. He's a former Democratic governor who's running next year to replace retiring Republican Senator Tom Tillis. SBA previously announced it would put the same amount into each of the two other Senate races in Michigan and Georgia. George Williams reporting.
Pope Leo XIV has addressed plans by Chicago's Cardinal to give a Lifetime Achievement Award to Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. The plans drew objection from some conservative U.S. bishops, given Durbin's support for abortion rights. Leo called for respect, but also said anyone who claims to be against abortion but favors the death penalty is not really pro-life. This is SRN News. A New Jersey man is facing charges after his arrest at Washington's St. Matthew's Cathedral.
Washington, D.C. police arrested Lewis Gary of Vineland, New Jersey, on the steps of the cathedral Sunday morning. Police said they found suspicious materials inside a tent he had set up on the steps of the church. Gary was arrested and charged with unlawful entry, threats to kidnap or injure a person, and possession of a Molotov cocktail. He also had vials of liquid and what appeared to be fireworks. St. Matthew's Cathedral was celebrating the Red Mass, an annual mass to mark the start of the U.S. Supreme Court term. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Some big changes at CBS News. Paramount is buying the successful news commentary website, The Free Press, and installed its founder, Barry Weiss, as editor-in-chief of CBS News. The Paramount CEO said he believes the majority of the country wants news that is balanced and fact-based. More details at srnnews.com.